Mick remains in at quarterback. Marmot will be wide to the right. Wide to the left will be Patrick Burns. Shotgun formation for Mick on third down. He takes the snap, takes it again, goes up the middle, and he wrestles his way forward for a gain of two. Kyle Wilkerson was in on the tackle that time for the Hornets, and Smithville will come in to punt this ball away with a fourth and four remaining on this drive. Tyler Lamb in to attempt his third punt of the night. He will be standing back at the Smithville 25. Guy Vincent will be back at the Chillicothe 30. Awaiting the snap is Lamb. Here's the snap. It's low. He runs to the right side, punts it away, bounces at the Chillicothe 35, takes the Smithville bounce. Vincent picks it up at the 25, spins off a defender at the 26, and is brought down at the 29 of Chillicothe. Tackle made by Brett Ritter, a junior tight end for the Smithville Warrior punting team. First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 29-yard line with 10:45 remaining in this game. Entering the booth right now is my sidekick, Hayden Tug Simmer. He still believes, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, he does. He's not giving up.
All right. Two wide receivers to the right. Got a new quarterback in there, Tyler Clampett, a sophomore. As he goes under center, goes back to pass, evades the rush, gets up to the Hornet 30, gets up to the 35, where he's brought down by Nolan Gromacki of the Warrior defense. It'll bring up a second and five for the Hornet offense as we have 10 minutes remaining in this game. Chillicothe trails it 35-0.
Well, gain of 4 yards there, so.
My lovely wife's here too, Butch. That brightens the day,
oh,
too.
Yeah, it sure does.
We got to be nice to her. She's got the car keys.
Oh, that's right.
Vincent, wide to the right this time. Another receiver to the left. That's Lewis. Two backs in the backfield for Clampett. Goes back to pass again. Has time. Pumps. Now he has to run. Flag comes out of the secondary. Smithville, as Clampett has to run with it. Crosses the 35, gets up to the Chillicothe 37.
Well, let's see what the flag's all about. As Clampett did a nice job, his receivers were covered, and he was able to scramble and pick up some yardage there. But let's see who the penalty's against.
Smithville holding there, Butch. That penalty came over from the Smithville sidelines, in fact. So very brave referee over there.
Yeah.
They're going to mark this off, and Chillicothe picks up a first down.
All right.
They get the ball out to the Chillicothe 47-yard line. 9:27. The clock stopped, Butch. 9:27 remains in this game.
Well, there goes the clock again. So first and 10, the ball at the Hornet 47-yard line.
Lewis wide to the left. Vincent wide to the right. Hatfield, Wilkinson split in the backfield. Clampett goes back to pass. Looks all the way for Lewis. He catches it at the Smithville 45. Turns upfield. Not going anywhere. The speed of the Warrior defense brought him down right after he caught it. But a good gain there. Good throw in the numbers by Tyler Clampett. Nolan Gromacki on the tackle.
Gain of 8 yards. As they've got the ball inside Smithville territory down to the 44-yard line.
35-0, the score. Chillicothe trails it. Continuous clock. Chillicothe trying to put a stop to that as they're putting together a drive here. They've got it second down and two at the Smithville 45. Lewis wide to the right. Vincent wide to the left. Clampett back to pass looking for Vincent. He's not open. He's rushed out of the pocket. He's going to run with it to the right. And brought down for a loss. Quarterback sack. Late flag comes in where Clampett went down. Nolan Gromacki on the tackle of Clampett.
Personal foul against Smithville. That'll be a 15-yarder.
So they are racking up the penalties here in the second half.
They are. So that'll give Chillicothe a first down.
It stops the clock again, Butch, with 8:10 remaining in this game. That's a second personal foul called against Smithville tonight. And it's going to move the ball big time down into Smithville territory.
All the way down to the Smithville 32-yard line. It's a late hit as Chillicothe needs to take advantage of that and see if they can't score here.
Clampett is in shotgun formation. To his right is Wilkeson, to his left Hatfield. Vincent wide to the left, Lewis wide to the right. And a flag goes up in the air, Butch. I'm afraid the receiver just a little anxious to get across that line of scrimmage. Yep. Illegal procedure, the call against Chillicothe.
So it'll be a first down and 15.
You're listening to Hornets football on 1010 AM, 98.5 FM in Chillicothe, Missouri. And with this timeout, it reminds us to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and get wowed. Clock now starts up again. Hornets have it first and 15 at the Smithville 37. Two wide receivers set as Clampett goes in shotgun formation. Here comes the blitz. Looking to throw. Clampett's pushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to run with it. 40, 35 at Smithville. Tackled by Britton at the 34. Check that. That was 21, Colton Roth.
Well, that'll bring up a second down and 12 yards. As Clampett got the ball down to the 39-yard line. So the clock's winding down here as we go to seven, or just under 7 minutes. As Chillicothe's trailing 35-0 here in the fourth quarter against the Smithville Warriors.
6:50 remains. Here's Clampett. Shotgun formation again. Vincent wide to the left. Lewis to the right. Two backs split in the backfield as Clampett goes back. He's got good time. Now he's being pressured. Throws. Caught by Lewis at the 28. Hit hard by Roth. Lewis, as he gets up from the turf, his name that's on the across the back of his shoulder is pretty much torn off.
Yeah, he needs a little he needs a seamstress out there, I think, Mark.
Third down and 5 for the Hornets after that reception by Lewis. The ball sitting at the Smithville 28-yard line. Wide to the left is Gabe Jeffries. Lewis wide to the right. Clampett, Wilkeson. Confusion in the backfield. Now a timeout is going to have to be called by the Hornets. Their first one of this second half. They have two more remaining. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. As we are still in this Hornet timeout, it reminds us to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and get wowed. I'm ready to get wowed here with a touchdown by the Hornets. They have a third and 6 at the Smithville 27-yard line. Clampett, your quarterback, two wide receivers to the left. He rolls to his left. Pressure from behind, tacked down to the turf by Nick Nance. Coming in from the defensive back cornerback position for that quarterback sack.
It's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and 10 as Chillicothe had a loss on that play.
You know, Butch, I thought Chillicothe had a lot of speed, but Smithville is fast.
They're really quick, aren't they?
They really are. Gabe Jeffries wide to the left. Lewis wide to the right along with Hatfield. Mason Palmer's in the backfield now as Clampett in shotgun formation. Here comes a blitz. Quarterback unloads. Thrown behind Vincent at the 25, and he's hammered to the turf as he tried to catch that ball from behind on his knees. And Chillicothe will turn the ball over on downs as Smithville wouldn't let him score.
So on that change of possession, the clock continues to run as we're into a running clock situation here. So the scoreboard clock is down to 4:35 and counting. Smithville's got the ball at their own 33-yard line to start this drive.
New quarterback Ryan Hollingsworth, a sophomore, into the ball game. He is going to have two wide receivers to the left and one to the right as he's in shotgun formation. Hollingsworth hands off to number 34, Micah Bagby. Bagby gets 2 yards up to the 35 of Smithville. Connor Dixon, still fighting hard for the Hornet defense, brings him down.
Gain of about 1 yard on that play.
35-0 the score. Smithville leads this game over the Hornets as Chilligothe starting to substitute on defense. Hollingsworth gets the play from the sidelines on the second down and 8. The Warriors break huddle. 3 wide receivers are getting set up. 2 to the left, 1 to the right. As Hollingsworth is in shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Hands off again to Bagby. Bagby comes around the left side, 35-40. Lowers his head and gets up to the 42 before he's brought down by Hatfield and Dixon and Lewis and Bussey. Close to a first down. Hey, they're going to go ahead and give it to him,
Butch. He's got the first down as he got the ball out to the 48-yard line of Smithville. As the clock continues to run here, we got 2:50 to go in the football game. Yeah, Smithville just takes its time between each down here.
Ryan Hollingsworth, 6 foot, 135 pounds, sophomore. Getting his Warrior offensive unit set. 2 to the right, as far as receivers are concerned, 1 to the left. Bagby in the backfield. Bagby gets the call. Bagby gets swirled down from behind by number 50, Kyle Wilkerson. Positive yardage, though, by Bagby. Gets it up to the Smithville 45-yard line. Down to 2:15 remaining in this game.
Clock continues to run here. Smithville, they just nonchalantly are going through the motions here, just kind of running out the clock.
You're listening to Hornets football on 98.5 FM, 1010 AM in Chillicothe, Missouri. Hollingsworth, shotgun formation, takes the snap. Handoff again to Bagby. Bagby meets up with Cole Nichols at the 45 and is brought down right there. No gain.
Third down here. Bringing in a lot of new faces here for Chillicothe.
Bagby, a 6'2", 205-pound senior running back for the Warriors. Warriors break huddle with 1:15 remaining in the game. 10 seconds remains on the play clock. Hollingsworth, third down and 7 with his Warriors offense. A reverse handoff out of the backfield to Drew Boydston. Boydston crosses the 45 of Smithville. Now he crosses midfield and is brought down close to a first down by Mason Palmer. And they're going to say he's actually 2 yards short, so it'll be a 4th and 2 at the Chillicothe 49-yard line.
We're down under 60 seconds to go. The clock's at 38 seconds. So Smithville probably won't run one more play here, and that's going to be it.
9 seconds on the play clock, 24 seconds on the game clock. Hollingsworth breaks huddle on 4th down and 2 from the Chillicothe 49. Hollingsworth takes the snap. Bagby gets it. Tackled from behind by Cole Nichols for a loss of 2.
Nice job there by Cole Nichols as the clock will continue to run and this contest is over. Chillicothe goes down to defeat to the Smithville Warriors by a score of 35-0.